This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Psst. Hey. Yeah, you. Did you know you can rate How You Watch You podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast? So if you like what you hear, leave us a rating. And now, on with the episode. Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 80 of How You Watch You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way, and on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You Watch You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice. And Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So, Shanice, spill the tea.
Show To View with Jessie has aired its last episode after 155 guests during its 2-year run. Aww. So, the final and 95th episode of Show To View with Jessie aired on the 29th of April, Korea time, and featured Psy as a guest. Jessie expressed, "I feel so grateful for our production team. I've learned so many things from Show To View." Her co-host, Jo Jung-sik, added, "It's also been very meaningful for me. When I first met Jessie, it was in May of 2020, and in that month, I went on a blind date with a person who is now my wife. Woohoo. We started going out and we got married next year. So basically, I started the show as a single man and now I've finished as a married man." It's cute, I guess. As for the second season of Show To View with Jessie, Jessie said, "If the timing is right, I'm in. Maybe it'll be after a while because I need some me time before starting up again." So this is just the end for now. So don't worry too much, you know. And yeah, hopefully it's back, because whoever, if she came up with the concept, or whoever's like, "Jessie, we need to give you a show," was genius.
Exactly.
Was absolute genius. And I just loved what she pulled out of each guest each time. It's quite funny.
Honestly. So, I think it's the perfect balance of like humor, getting to know idols, and like she has like amazing professionalism as well.
Yeah. So,
rest, and then please come back for a season two.
Yes. Especially, you know, I don't know if she's wrapping up promotions. I don't know how long that promotion will go on for Zoom. I know it's just technically just started, but I don't know how long she'll promote that for. So, she knows she'll still be around, but she does need to rejuvenate. So,
and she's we'll doing get the best. I don't know if they've wrapped production, but obviously she's also in Sixth Sense, so I can understand how like there's a lot going on. Yeah,
she busy girl, but yeah, I respect it. And yeah, she's down for coming back. I feel like everyone's pretty down for coming back, because even when you see shots of the crew, sometimes they seem to be loving it, like having the best time of their life. So I just feel like it will come back if the time is right. Be on the lookout for that. This is a quick comeback mashup news. Seventeen announced their return with their fourth full-length album, Face the Sun, which is set to be released on the 27th of May at 1 p.m. Korean time. ATEEZ officially announced a July comeback. As you know, the group is currently on their European leg of their tour, world tour. Mm-hmm. So there's that. On the 21st of April, BI officially announced his plans for a 2022 global album project entitled Love or Loved, in brackets LOL. No date has been revealed as of yet. And I don't know, from it being presented as a global album project, maybe he might be collaborating with different people around the world. I don't know, that's just me reading into things, but we'll see. Joy News 24 reported that GOT7 would be making a full group comeback this May, and we're in the final stages of preparations, with music production being almost done. So we did speak about GOT7 last week, but I think it's been like confirmed that it's actually going to happen within this month. And last but not least, Blackpink is in our area. Apparently YG has confirmed that Blackpink is preparing for a comeback, but no date has been decided. So don't get too excited, because this might be the later end of the year. It might be next month, who knows. But
yeah, I did hear something about June, but like obviously, like you said, nothing's confirmed. But yeah, that would make June a very busy month.
Yeah, so when's BTS coming back? June as well?
June as well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They might, maybe it was planned for June and they might rework things. There might be a lot of things planned for June and they're like, let's come back this month, or let's come back in July. But we'll see. And last but not least, according to reports, NCT Johnny will be attending the 2022 Met Gala.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, I know. So he had a recent trip to New York, which has been raising suspicions, as SM Entertainment had not mentioned any group activities in America. Johnny was seen interacting online with renowned fashion designers based in New York, one of them being Peter Du. But it was his quick visit to the Mark Hotel, which is famously known to cater to the Met's celebrity guests, that affirmed everyone's hopeful suspicions online. The singer's attendance was then confirmed by Korean press. And yeah, he will be one of the few K-pop peeps that have popped up at the Met Gala, with I think only two. So that was CL and Blackpink, that Blackpink's Rosé that attended last year.
And Lay went at one point.
Did he?
Yeah, Lay was at the, unless I'm making this up, I'm pretty sure Lay's been to the Met Gala before.
Did he walk the red carpet?
I'm pretty sure. Wait, let me Google this 1 second.
Google me, baby.
Met. If I could spell. Lay Met Gala. Yes, he was there. I don't know which year.
What year? Yeah, 2019.
Yeah, he was there. I knew he was there.
So why was he never why is he never mentioned? Because every time I see, and I've seen multiple articles, and I'm always like, oh, the first K-pop idol, and I always say CL and Rosé. Like, they didn't mention Lay.
Lay was there, and he had a cute little look and everything. I did think I made up for a second, but yeah, he was there.
So weird. I wonder why they never, I don't know, but wait, and did, I think I've seen something that Rain has attended.
I think Psy's gone. I haven't heard about
what Rain. Is going on. Maybe it's the first female K-pop idols,
perhaps.
That is so confusing. Well, anyway, Johnny will be there this year, so
and the theme this year looks, is like gilded something. I don't know if that's, but it's kind of like, it's not Bridgerton. I know the fashion babes are going to kill me, but it's like regal and fancy. It's like based on this like really wealthy time in America in like the olden-y days. So I hope they put him in something
amazing.
Not the
olden-y days.
The olden-y days.
What the hell is an olden-y day?
You know what?
The olden-y days. I think it's meant to be today, the Met Gala. So the 2nd of May. Apparently. So
I guess we can give more of an insight into our fave looks next week, if it's happening today then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That is Hot Topics. What the hell? Topics are too hot today. Let's try that again. Hot Topics. Hot Topics. if there's any stories you want us to talk about, you want to comment on any stories from last week, etc., you can hit us up on socials at How You At You. Let's move on before I choke again on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, questions and more. You can send that all to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or you can email us at howyout@gmail.com. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so I'm looking at this first unpopular opinion, and it looks like a 3-in-1 deal, so bear with us. So the first bit is Espa is more promising than Itzy for the future. So that's the first unpopular opinion from this person.
That's very vague.
But it is very vague. I don't know what that means.
Are you gonna read out each part? So
what
are you just gonna respond to this at okay, we'll just respond to this for now. Espa is more promising than Itzy for the future. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Me neither. Do they mean because like Espa is probably colonizing a new planet for us right now, wherever Kwanya is, or
not the Kwanya? I don't know.
I think they're both quite promising. I think they both have so much to show still.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Okay, then the next part of this person's unpopular opinion is, and idols have fake personalities and you like it.
What?
Do they mean, like, we've spoken about a similar topic on the show before, where it's like, typically idols are portraying a character and this fantasy that you want to indulge in. So I don't know if that's what they mean.
Maybe they're saying, lots of people complain about it, but at the end of the day, you still like enjoy it.
Okay.
Which... that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair enough. Yes, don't really have anything to add to that.
Okay, and then the last part of their unpopular opinion is, and some idols are hot ugly and some are ugly hot.
What? What
is this going on? So random.
This day. Okay, can I just say, and me and Shay, we say this all the time, just elaborate what you mean. Like, we're not going to put you on blast. Like, we're not going to be like, oh, Kathy from Hull said this. Like,
I'm going to give you an IP address.
No, we're not going to do that. So I would rather have unpopular opinions and you actually
just go into depth.
Just go in, like, go in. So we can see where you're coming from, because all of these are vague, are very vague.
Yeah.
The second part was like, okay. Like,
yes,
it's not really an opinion, it's just okay. And some idol what idols are hot ugly and what idols are ugly hot, and what are the difference?
I can't think of like idol examples, but I know this is like a universal thing where there might be people that are like hot ugly. Like, I guess they're ugly by society standards, but they have like this unique charm to them, so it makes it hot.
Okay.
And then there are people that are visually hot, but they might have what's the word? They might have attributes that make them kind of ugly.
Okay.
But I can't think of idols that fit that off the top of my head.
Me either. That's why you need to go in.
Yeah. Give us some examples.
Don't be ashamed. Just go in. We're not going to bait you out. We're not going to put your Twitter at or whatever so people to drag you. This is meant to be a space where you could just go in, like, you know what I mean? So yeah, I don't know,
but thank
sorry,
you
we really we didn't really give you anything with that, but we move.
This next person said, I don't like how perfect they tried to make Won Young seem. Like, she has a wonderful voice and seems so talented. I wish they would let her true personality show through more.
Sorry, but who is that?
I know her.
I'm going to Google.
Oh, she MCs. I think it's like Music Bank with one of the Enhypen members, the one that used to be a figure skater.
But who is she?
Wait,
she's a singer? Is she?
She's in IVE.
Oh yeah, I don't know anything about them. So
seen her. Like, she's had so many like viral fan cams and stuff.
I mean, her face looks vaguely familiar, but because I'm looking at her on Google, for those that are like, how am I looking at her? But again, she could walk past me on the street and I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't know. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm so out of it. I need to actually there's a few deep dives that I have in the back of my mind that I want to see, like, what's going on over there. But yeah, I don't know anything about her. I haven't really paid attention to her voice, or I'm not aware of it. So I don't really have an opinion on this opinion. Sorry.
Fair enough. But I don't know a ton about her either, or Ive in general. I hope the name is Ive, but not, I don't know if it's Ivy or Ive. But I have seen, she seems super talented. Like, let's just get that out the way. She seems amazingly talented. She has crazy visuals, which isn't to put anyone else in her group down. I literally could not describe any of the other members to you. But I have seen like clips where they try to, I don't know if her and her group were on like an iteration of I Live Alone or something. It seemed like it was set in like their dorm. And they do tend, I don't know if it's her media training or it could be her personality, but it's like kind of like this very aggio, not aggio, because it isn't like cringy or anything, but like they try and make her overly cutesy, like she was eating a singular strawberry with like two hands and like really slowly. And I don't know, it could just be her media training, and maybe more like as she goes down the road in her career, she'll show more of her personality, or that might be her personality. I don't have a huge problem with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's my two cents.
Yeah, I really need to look into that. There's a lot of groups. I know the name.
Yeah.
But as I said, they could walk past me on the street and I'd be like, oh, they're pretty. But I wouldn't know anything. Yeah. So yeah. I apologize for my ignorance.
It's okay, babe. It's okay. I think she's lovely. I like her. I like her vibes. But if that isn't her personality, hopefully as she becomes more established and comfortable, she will sort of become her own. I guess it could be similar to that of a Momo situation where...
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Where prior to her debut, her voice was like super high and whatnot. And yeah.
I feel like with this opinion, they recognize that she's talented and she has a great voice. It's just maybe they've seen something, or where it just seems like her persona that she's forced to do or whatever doesn't seem authentic. I don't know. So it could be like a Momo situation in a sense, not in a sense of her voice, but personality wise, she's made to look, as they said, perfect or whatever. So I don't know.
And I think we see this with like tons of idols. And I think even in other professions as well, like when you're first coming out, you're going to want to have that polished image or like be perfect. And then as you get more comfortable and like you gain more of a fandom or like more notoriety and whatnot, your personality can start to shine through a bit more in an organic way.
I don't feel like you even need to do that anymore.
You don't have to, like, yeah.
I feel like now, and of course that depends if that's even your personality anyway, because that way, where how, you know, you come across, you know, polished and pristine might be just your personality. But if you are someone that, I don't know, is jokey, like when I say jokey or like trolly, like a Doja Cat or whatever, and that's how you present yourself.
True.
I feel like now people resonate more with the imperfect, perfect idol.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. So, yeah.
Yes, no, thanks for that unpopular opinion. We'll try and get more educated on Ive. And
yes.
Maybe add more to that.
I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. Mine, I'm sorry.
And I know that she's like really tall. That give me extra points for that. Like, she's not really tall, but she's like 5'8". Don't quote me, but tall for, I guess, a girl in K-pop. And then moving on to our next unpopular opinion, this person said, stop commenting quote-unquote plastic beauty on XXX's videos because 90% of K-pop idols have had surgeries, which most probably include your fave, which is not bad.
Oh, I've never seen that comment.
I haven't either.
Saying plastic beauty, but why would you say that? That's such a backhanded compliment. It's like, I hate when people say, for example, just say I'm wearing a wig. Oh, your wig looks nice. Just say my hair looks nice. You don't need to, do you know what I mean? You don't need to do, oh my gosh, your fake eyelash. Just say my eyelashes look good. Like, you don't need to put the emphasis on the fake.
I have
on the plastic.
Yeah, I haven't myself seen these comments explicitly, but I'm not like that much of a netizen. I don't chill in the comments that much. But I've heard comments of people being like, oh, this idol's just plastic, or like this one's had so much surgery and whatnot. And like this person said, like having plastic surgery isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think it becomes a bad thing if someone goes overboard or it becomes dangerous for them, or they're not open and transparent about what they've had done.
Then I don't think they even need to be open and transparent about what they've done, because at the end of the day, it's their business.
No, of course. And I think you have that liberty if you're a regular person. When you have an audience and you're promoting something as the standard, but you didn't have it to start with, and now you start getting people to believe this unattainable standard, and then they start to dislike. Like, you can't control everyone, but I just feel like when you have a platform, you have more of a responsibility to be transparent. I get what you mean, though.
Yes and no, because the reason why I agree but disagree with you, I agree in a sense of, for example, just say L'Oreal sponsors me for some hair product, right? But throughout my whole journey, or even in the ad, I've got extensions in, I'm wearing a wig. Yeah. Then it's just like, you can't see what this product is doing because I have a whole wig on my head. Do you get what I mean? And I think in terms of that, or like, you know, maybe, oh, this cream makes me look younger, but you've had a facelift. It's like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
But in a sense of, if you're just spokesperson for Pepsi, or if I'm just like running up and down on stage, I don't know, like, it's nice to be open, but at the end of the day, I don't have to tell you that I've got my kneecaps done.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I know, I get that. That makes sense. Like, if it isn't relevant, it doesn't make sense. But because so many idols tend to endorse beauty products or platforms or certain trends, in terms of if they're like, oh, like, I achieved this skin, or like got my nose like this, or tightened my skin through a cream, when like you, it might not even be clear, but you had work done. Or if you're like, oh, I maintain my body like this just by doing this exercise or like this diet, but like you've had lipo, or like you get certain treatments, I think that's where the danger is. But if it's like not relevant, I don't think you need to walk into the room and be like, yeah, I had double eyelid surgery. Like, it isn't fully relevant.
But also, I feel like, I guess it's harder for maybe the younger consumers. But I also feel, not even just within the idol world, but in general, people need to, I think it's more transparent now, but people need to be aware of these things, in the sense of, this diet plan did not help so-and-so, you know, solely lose the weight or being fit. Like, this person has personal trainers and dietitians, and they go to their monthly or weekly spa treatments that keeps their skin clear, or whatever. Unless it has to be like, you know how Americans, they advertise, like, on the, I can't speak, for Americans on TV, they have ads for medication.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they go, possible side effects, you may die.
Like, batteries not included.
Like, maybe at the end of ads, they might have to start saying, oh, Shale's wearing extensions, and we airbrushed.
Like, even though we're laughing, like, this is serious stuff, because I have seen firsthand the effect that especially diets, I would say diets and skincare products have had on especially young consumers. So I think to some extent, it has to be either disclosed or a disclaimer of some sort, saying like, this isn't the only thing that's allowed me to achieve where I'm at, if that makes sense. You don't have to go into details of what else, but if I'm like, oh my gosh, this idol said that like she now weighs 50 kg and it's because she's done this diet, it could be down to her genetics, it could be down to her dietitians, her the way she works out, the kind of food that she eats. Like, everyone's body's different, so.
And it really does vary from person to person, because even I could say, with me and my sister, we both have the same parents. We, you know, we have the same genetic makeup, but how one thing may affect my skin will affect her skin different, her hair different. And yeah. Okay, we're not twins. We're not literally the same person, but, you know.
Like, everyone has different, even twins can have similar, different metabolisms, like, yeah, exactly, and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah. So So from that perspective, if you're endorsing something or alluding to something that's going to encourage people to do X, Y, and Z, I think that's where transparency has to be. But yeah. Okay, and then because this is episode 80, I chucked in an extra unpopular opinion.
Oh!
Just being a little bit extra today. This last unpopular opinion is, y'all hate on Teddy saying, quote unquote, you should get rid of the Teddy formula, it's boring, which is kind of true, and then run into songs composed by him and comment, Queen, XXX, amazing comeback, XXX slayed as expected. You guys are hypocrites for doing this. I think you can comment on something being boring and the same. It doesn't mean that you hate the product. It's just saying that you want more.
Yeah.
So I might still support the end product, but I might still want more for the next comeback or want to hear something different.
Yeah, and, you know, Teddy, I can't think of a song right now, but Teddy's been producing for a long time.
And produces
different things all the time. So, for example, I don't know if you're referring to like songs that are like what people call the Teddy / YG formula at the moment, with the hardly any words in the chorus or the repetitive chorus and then the build up or whatever. But he may just have a different song that has a different vibe, and you may vibe with that. Just because you're critiquing one thing that he may do doesn't mean that you're going to hate everything he does. And even if it is the Teddy formula, every song, even though it has the same kind of makeup, it's still different.
Yeah.
So, you know, I might really enjoy a Bang Bang Bang, but can't stand How You Like That, but the formula is very the same. Or you might, for example, people love, you know, I Am The Best, but that still has a similar formula to How You Like That. You know, it just depends. So,
Yeah. But I do get there are instances where people are like being hypocrites with like, I don't like any Teddy songs. And then you see them in the comments of a song being like, oh my gosh, it's the most amazing thing ever. So it is like pick a side. But I can understand how you might want a different formula, but still you can still like the end product anyway. I guess pick a side. But like you said, one person can produce something, and it could be the formula that's followed for mainly like title tracks, and then everything else on an album could be different.
And especially, you know, if it's that is the moneymaker, so
yeah,
really and truly, music business is a business first. So if it works, why would I go change
it? Why would you change it?
And if I am going to change it, I'm more likely to experiment on an album track because I've already got most of the people through the door than I would with a title track, or I might experiment with a second. Like the first title track might be what you're used to, and then the second one might be something different, or vice versa, whichever way you want to do it. But I can understand why it's done. And again, it could be, you know, as this person said, you know, the formula can be viewed as boring. But, you know, you could find something boring and enjoy it at the same time. Like, two things can be true at the same time.
Exactly. And then, like, one last little add-on to this is, like, for a while, especially the OG Big Three and, like, different companies had different sounds that they stuck to. Like, you could sing, like, there are tons of videos on TikTok and YouTube of someone singing a song in a JYP way or a SM way and a YG way. So sometimes it could just be the company's preferred sound and like their preferred color, but yeah, no, everyone's entitled to an opinion, so thank you. And then we also have a dilemma for today, so Shanice, if you'd like to read it for us.
No high, no nothing. Okay, all right,
straight into it.
This is gonna be extreme, so buckle up. All right, buckle up, Shay. So, a certain idol from a certain big group is a relative of mine. I have a huge crush on this girl, and I knew that she was a fan of his group. Did that make sense to you?
Okay, so I think the first part is maybe just for context, but it's too close together. So, a certain idol from a certain big group is a relative of this person writing in, and then separate, and then they have a crush on. Okay, I think
okay.
I follow.
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, I have a huge crush on this girl, and I knew that she was a fan of his group. I got her an eye ticket to one of his shows. She is now making a lot of effort to stay around me, but I don't think that she likes me. Wait, is this the same dilemma or is this two?
No, it's the same one.
Okay, sorry. Okay, maybe. Okay, let me just get to the end. I'm so sorry, guys. Okay. All right. Okay, let's reload it. I have a huge crush on this girl, and I knew that she was a fan of his group. I got her and I a ticket to one of his shows, and she's now making a lot of effort to stay around me, but I don't think that she likes me for me. She always asks about my idol relative and always insinuates that she wants to meet him. Because I like her so much, I arranged a meet-up, and here's where things get worse. Following this meet-up, he says that he's interested in her, and yes, he already knew that I liked her. Like, what do I even do at this point? Okay.
What?
All right, so basically, this person, let's call this person Harry. Okay. So Harry's cousin is an idol. Okay. Mm-hmm. Harry has a crush on Sarah.
Okay.
So Sarah is a big fan of Harry's cousin's group. So he got Sarah and himself tickets to go and watch the show. Now, he doesn't mention when he actually dropped in that, oh, that's my cousin. But at some point, I'm guessing that he has said this because now she's always hovering around and wants to basically meet up with the idol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Harry feels used. That makes sense.
Okay.
Because he doesn't feel that Sarah likes him, right?
Okay.
So now that they have all met, so Harry, the idol, and Sarah, the idol says to Harry, Sarah's kind of like what I see. I'm kind of interested. And he's like, what do I even do at this point?
This is going to sound terrible. But mm-hmm. You know what? I guess it depends on how established your cousin is or whatnot. But I would just threaten to leak it to the news. Like, I'd be like, cuz, like, you don't want a scandal. I'm joking.
I'm so done.
This is a bit sad.
First of all, yeah. If you feel like this girl is using you, and it felt like you felt you had that feeling from before the meetup, I wouldn't have let the meetup happen because obviously I don't care how much you like this person. If it's not reciprocated or you feel like being used, then zamzu it. And then on top of that, whoever this idol is, yeah, they're brave about, oh, I'm interested. As Shay said, you don't have to go to the press, but just be like, I don't know if this person is your cousin. I'm just using that as, black people, we call everyone cousin. But, just be like, you don't want a scandal. Or I would just air it. They don't ever have to meet again. It's going to be hard. I'm surprised the meetup actually happened.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Because I can understand, like, he seems to have gone out of his way. Like, he has this crush and, like, he wants to impress her and, like, help her get closer to something that she likes. But... She doesn't like you.
And of course, if you want to do something nice, it's not, you shouldn't just do something nice for to get something in return. That's not what we're saying. But from how this is written, you feel very much used anyway. And I don't know, you haven't really said any redeeming quality about her. So... I don't know. I mean, like, if you still want to be friends with her, be friends with her, be cool with her. And if she just keeps mentioning your cousin, just be like, do you want to be friends with me and my cousin? Because...
And also, it doesn't say here that you at any point explicitly told her that you liked her. So she might just think, like, you're this amazing friend and you're helping her get, like, close to something that she likes. So maybe she isn't the bad guy in this case. Like, she's just excited.
True.
So have you confessed your love? Yeah.
Who's your cousin?
Like,
This sounds so fake. I'm not even going to lie to you. This sounds what? So fake. Especially the meet-up happened. Child, okay.
No. Mm. All right, then.
Okay.
Imagine it ended up being real.
If you believe it, I believe it too. Proof. I would love to see proof, but I'm just going to be real with you. This sounds fake.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not the main point. The main point is if you, again, as Shay said, if you haven't really confessed, it's not really her fault, you know, you could be just writing this from an angry perspective, giving the girl the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, she's just probably excited. Like, oh my gosh, like, you're related to so-and-so. I want to meet da-da-da, whatever.
Yeah.
But still, even as a friend, you still may feel used or whatever.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I think at this point, you don't really need to do anything. You don't need to, you know, make another meetup. You don't need to stop mentioning your cousin like that. And see, do you guys even talk about anything else? Because if it's just like, she's just around and she's just like, oh my gosh, your cousin, then I'm like, okay, like, sis. We are meant to be hanging out right now. Like, why do you keep talking about my cousin? And your idol cousin, relative. I keep saying cousin like it's your cousin. Maybe not with me, your cousin. But your idol relative should be focusing on idol business and not trying to get into scandals. So that's what I would do.
Well, that's that. That was very interesting. If this is real and you want to send us proof, please send it.
We won't leak it. We just want to see.
Yeah, we won't.
Yeah, we're just nosy.
Oh my god. But yes, that was that. And now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything that we've been listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
So I finished All of Us Are Dead. Yes, it was really good. There might be a season 2 the way it ended. So that would be interesting. To be honest, the whole show is basically like a zombie kind of vibe, but I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not a zombie person, but the way that it was written and lighthearted moments and dramatic moments and stuff like that, I think it was paced really well. It didn't really seem boring. It kept me entertained. It was quite interesting because I get bored so quickly, and especially with zombies, especially as it's done so many times, it's like, what else can you really do with zombies? Like, once loads of people are infested and, you know, infected and you're trying to survive, what else can you really show? Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I really enjoyed that. Also, one ho being a ho on Instagram. Yeah, a lot of people were salivating.
Is he back to work on Instagram? Because I remember he deleted some of his posts.
He posted the other day showing off his abs and they looked kind of oiled up. And
oh my god. What? Open Instagram?
He only is like, you know, I think there's one picture where he just has a towel.
Jesus.
Then he has, you know, he has the whole uniform of the grey sweats. So,
My goodness. Why doesn't it have, like, the Instagram sensitivity warning? Jeez. This towel is not even tied properly.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Jail.
But one thing I would say, yeah, I don't understand the comments of, oh my god, like, stop sexualizing him. He's doing it to himself. Like, he wants to be seen as sexy. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's a grown man. So, I don't agree with half these think pieces. Like, it's not that serious. It's not that deep. If you don't like it, keep scrolling.
Has he gotten bigger?
He looks the same to me. I don't know.
Maybe I haven't seen him in a while. But yeah, that's some interesting content.
Yes,
good for him.
Interesting. What about you, Shay? What's on your radar?
I had something and now I'm traumatized.
Why are you traumatized?
Because I opened Instagram thinking it was going to be like a cute butt pic and like not like exposed butt, but like short. But one sec. Let me gather myself. on my radar. So I want to watch the drama that Crystal was in recently. I don't know what it's called. It's something to do with her boss not being nice, and then she thought that she was sick and apparently he was sick or something. I think it's like enemies to lovers kind of vibe.
Okay.
And then apparently there's a Korean iteration of Jane the Virgin coming out.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
Yeah. So that could be interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So cool.
Are there even like many shows or dramas around Korean pregnancy?
Not that I could.
Because I can't reference. Think of any. So that, I can think that of alone is interesting.
One. I think it was something Waikiki is on Netflix. I hope I'm quoting the right thing, but it's like this single mom, and then like she ends up in like this shared house with these other people, and then like she starts dating one of the guys, something along those lines.
But is the child already there? But like,
I think the child was already. I don't remember. That's what I mean.
That's what I mean. Is there like a show where the woman's pregnant?
No, I haven't seen many, and that's why I was wanting. That's why I was wanting. What's it called? Positively Yours, which is a webtoon. I want that to become a drama because like this woman and she has a crush on like this guy that she's been friends with for ages, but she never like confesses it or like tells anyone. And then her best friend ends up dating the guy, not in a malicious way. Like she just never voiced her feelings. No one ever realized. So then they start dating and her friend's like, oh my gosh, like me and him, like we have such a great relationship. Like you should put yourself out there. And then she goes to like this bar one night and she's just like, you know what? I'm going to let loose. Sleeps with this dude, gets pregnant. He's like some chaebol rich dude.
Of course he is.
Of course he is. Why not? And yeah, the webtoon's quite good. So I'd recommend. But I wish that got turned into into a K-drama at some point.
But yeah, that's it, guys. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send any of your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas to halyut@gmail.com, or you can leave them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/halyutatyou.
Yeah, so I've been Shanice. You can hit me up on kpopbox_ on most places, or kpopbox1 on YouTube.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on most platforms. It should come up.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye. Bye.